And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Big D and Bubba's podcast.
As we are coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio, O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people, we're Big D and Bubba and Patrick, and Carson is somewhere here. We'll welcome her into the studio here in just a moment. But if you love music, we got to tell you about something quickly before we dive into the full podcast. You need to download the Pickle Jar app. This is a really cool app. It's I don't want to say it's like Venmo, but cooler. But it's like Venmo, but cooler, because if you have a band that you love, they'll have a Pickle Jar account and you can leave a tip for them that way. It's like really, really awesome. You can show some gratitude to your favorite bands, favorite artists. You can support great causes as well. You can set things up for charities. You can do all kinds of cool stuff. And you can watch exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else. So get it. Whether you get an iPhone or a Droid, get it, get it, get it. Download today, picklejar.com. You got the little link tree right there you can follow and get your app. Oh, I have a new gold today.
The American signs it, though.
We asked
not
the guy.
As good as it.
Well, you have
it's
to know
good
the,
to me.
You have to know the backstory. So this guy called, and he was calling for somebody we had never heard of. And I said, "Is he local?" And he said,
"He's American, sings a song."
Yeah, he's American when he sings the song.
You said, "Where's he from?"
I said, "Where's he from?"
And he said, "Well, he's an American that sings that song."
He's American, sings a song.
I don't know why. Just okay. Maybe it's not a gold.
It made me smile. No, it. Hey, I'm here for it. I'm Team Bubba on this one.
He's American, sings a song.
You know why it's great? Because 5 years from now, we're going to play that clip and go, what was that about?
But we don't know.
But we'll all know the saying.
Yeah,
American
that's why,
that sings that song.
I don't know. I feel that's the great thing about gold is that it has. They all have a story, and they bring you back
sometimes
to it.
Sometimes we and don't know. There's some.
There's
I don't know where they came from.
Yeah, there's a few of them that I go, I don't remember the backstory on that one.
Some where did park tickets?
American
if I
sings stump
you. You guys ever think of golds ever like during the day?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I do, too.
All the time.
I do, too. If gold I stump you, do I get some water perk tickets?
Again, for those of you who have maybe you're tuning into your very first ever Big D and Bubba podcast. Golds are basically these little nuggets that we get. We collect little audio clips from things that either happen during the day or during the week or whatever. And we just kind of, it could be something from a viral video or a phone call.
The American signs it, though.
Like that guy. And then we just keep them because they're just worth it to us. And sometimes they rear their little ugly heads in weird places, so it's fun.
Did you get a gift? Did you get a birthday gift?
I got a birthday present.
What's
it? Hot cookies.
Today's Patrick's birthday.
This is from...
Tish
Treats. It's from the Country Music Hall of Fame.
What?
Yes.
That's so nice.
Patrick's daughter's like, I hear cookies.
Man, I would say, I want to start doing that.
You want some hot cookies?
If I get something, I'm going to go, it's from the Country Music Hall of Fame, and then just keep rolling. No one's going to check.
From the
There's
Hall
no
fame.
Way for you to not be on camera.
Why is happy birthday from Evangeline. The friends at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. You do for thanks for all you do for Troubadour and the museum.
Oh, that's so
anybody
nice.
Want a cookie?
I do. Yeah,
I do.
Look at this. I got.
You're gonna have to leave the room to go give your daughter a cookie because she's weird about being
here,
on camera.
That's peanut butter. It's mine.
I would like a peanut butter.
Warm.
They serve you warm cookies.
Yeah, these are warm.
Man, warm
I
cookies
take
warm
a
your heart.
Chippy.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday,
thank
Patrick.
You. Yeah, thank you, Patrick.
What would you like, Bubba?
I would like a. What are they all?
The peanut butter one's good.
Raisin, snickerdoodle.
Oh, gosh, this is so melty and yummy.
Oh, my God.
Where's the peanut butter?
Hang on, there's probably another one down here.
I need the peanut butter.
This is a good
what
podcast.
A fun, great podcast. Us chewing. It's like ASMR.
Oh, got it. And what a. Oh, my gosh. And what's the other one?
Warm.
I'll have an oatmeal
one,
too.
Oh, I only get one.
Look at Bubba eating like multiple of Patrick. Look at you, Patrick.
Look at that.
Will you split the oatmeal realism with me?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And you know, but I started watching his.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking
delicious.
Of ASMR and food, I watch this guy. He has a camera on his head, I guess, like a GoPro, and he works at McDonald's. And he shows you how they make Big Macs, and here's how we do French fries and all that stuff. It's so great. It's fascinating. But he's got like, millions of views. Oh, yeah. How's he have all that? And then I'm like, well, here I am.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, the but guy the who algorithm opens up- picked you.
Yeah, some reason there's something that's all connecting to it, I guess. I also watch a guy who opens up old canned foods.
And yep, I'm out.
Does he eat them?
Mm-mm.
Here you go.
No, but it's like old.
Thank you.
It's really good, though.
Yeah, there's a whole show called Eating History, and what they do is they open up old foods. It'll be like a box of Kellogg's from like the 1940s, and they will eat it. And I love that show. Really? I don't even know if it's still on the air, but it was weird and great. And they tell you what it tastes like. They're like, this did not retain its flavor, blah, 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 blah.
There's a guy who makes, he takes old, they call them receipts, recipes. Back in the day, they're called receipts. And he makes old food, like from like the 1600s.
Do you know I did that? When I took Latin in high school, we had a recipe for some sort of bread that they found in Pompeii.
Uh-huh.
And so for extra credit, you could go home and bake the bread. And I went home and did that.
Side note, Carson took Latin in high school.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
So what does Pompeian bread taste like?
It was a little bit dry. And not in a bad way, but it was
really ashy.
I see what you did there. yeah, but it was a little bit dry. There were a lot of, I don't even know how to say, you know, like holes, but there was a lot of air in the bread. And it was really good
like pumice?
For... What?
Nothing. It's volcanic rock.
And it was good for sopping up an oil or putting some sort of spread on. Mm-hmm. And there was way less sweetness than we have in today's breads because, you know, they didn't
put sugar. And stuff in it.
And so, yeah, but it was actually very, very tasty.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. It's all that food, history, it all goes together. I love all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what a great gift, Patrick.
I know. Hot cookies.
From the Hall of
Thank
Fame.
Thank you,
huh?
Patrick.
And perfect timing, too, that it got here right when we started the podcast. It's actually well done.
Oh, you didn't plan that?
No. They guy just show up. Delivers. That's the whole thing with this company is they bring hot cookies.
I had a whole podcast planned.
I do that for friends of mine if they're having bad days. I like Google what cities they're in and see if I can find the cookie places.
The cookie delivery place?
Yeah, and they get home and they're like, oh my gosh, you're the best. And I'm like, yeah, for $20, I look like the greatest friend.
What, you know, is there a company that does, go ahead.
I was just saying, that's actually very nice.
There's a company that does like warm bread.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so good.
I would love that.
And they give you different, like, you can get a sampler of like, here's sourdough.
Like a charcuterie tray.
Sampler
with
loaves.
Yo, that'd be good too. Yeah, right.
You get a charcuterie tray and freshly baked bread.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Is
I'd order from
warm
that.
Bread. Like, I don't care about rolls.
Yeah.
But if they're hot, and they got that little sheen of butter on the top, I'm like, bring it on. I'll eat this all day.
Those yeast rolls?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Hawaiian rolls, man.
They're also great. When they're fresh, it's just so... An hour later, nobody wants to eat that bread. But, man, when they come right out of the oven...
It's like Chick-fil-A waffle fries.
Oh, yes.
You got to get those fresh, man.
Mm-hmm.
After 10 minutes, once they get a little cold, no.
I put them on my salad. That way I can say I ate a salad. What'd you eat for lunch? A salad. Now, did I put french fries on my salad? Yes, I did. But you didn't ask what was on your salad.
And so what do you want for your birthday? What's your, do you have a gift?
What are you wishing for?
Oh, all I ever want is a party and for people to come over and have a good time. That's it.
Everybody's invited.
Yeah.
Patrick's house.
Patrick's
How many
house.
People will be at your house tomorrow?
It's tonight, and it'll be, I don't
oh,
know,
Oh, it's
15.
Tonight. Oh, I can't make it tonight.
Oh, no, it's fair. Tomorrow, I'm opening for Bees at the Mule House in Columbia, where there are still single tickets available, but otherwise it's a sellout.
Amazing.
Yeah. 450
I love it.
Seats.
So you had a rough show awesome. Last week?
Yeah, it was, I don't know, it felt like it was hard to get the crowd going last week, but it all came together at the end.
You have to tell us, like, okay.
Like the end when you left?
No.
I left, everybody. It was fine. They were like, oh, go, he's done, all right.
No, but like as a comedian on stage, whenever you're doing that, because I've never done stand-up, I would think it's the most terrifying thing in the world, because if your joke does not land... Your whole next joke, the setup, the lead-in, because the whole thing is, you know, you plan out how you want it to go.
I'm sure there are some very good comedians who have a lot of confidence and have no problem and just walk out there. But I have been backstage with really, really famous, really good comedians. They're all nervous. It's terrifying.
Every single time.
Every single time. People are pacing. It's like watching guys loosen up before a World Series game. Like guys who play baseball every day, it's no big deal. But you watch them before like a big playoff game, and they're all nervous. Everybody's nervous. That is how it is every time, because you can do the same jokes, the same cadence, the same delivery, everything. You do everything like you normally do, but it just doesn't hit. It doesn't work. It doesn't connect with the crowd. They don't laugh the right way. And it throws off your timing, because it's all about timing. Like my set, I know where the pauses are to wait for the laugh to finish. And if people don't laugh, it is a painful experience.
So do you still do the pause?
Oh, you have to kind of try to move on the fly. You just have to It's like a boxing match, I guess, or something like that. I'm trying to think of an analogy that works, where you have to kind of go with the how the audience is responding.
Yeah.
You start changing things in the set to based on their reaction, and then you're kind of
you get in your own head.
It doesn't take long for you to completely collapse.
Eesh.
You ever have a heckler?
Not in comedy, I don't think. I used to have hecklers. I remember hecklers when we would play music a lot. There'd always be some drunk guy.
We had that heckler one time.
We had
the heckler one time at a game night. Remember? Mm-hmm. It was one of the Baton Rouge game night. Yeah. It was that guy.
Oh, the guy that wouldn't stop yelling, and we finally brought him on stage and made fun of him a little bit, and then he shut up.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Remember that?
I'm getting real tired of people at concerts yelling things out to the band. Yeah. Like, they have a set list. They're not changing it.
They're not taking requests, sir.
No, I'm like, I went to go see Garth once, and Garth, I think, opened with Rodeo. And there's some drunk dude. I was front row, and the guy behind me, every time Garth would come over, he'd go, "Rodeo, play!" And finally, I turn around, I go, "He already played it!" Like, oh my gosh, man. Yeesh.
Yeah, Garth Brooks is not building his set around the drunk guy screaming at him.
Hey, what's the latest on his downtown or Broadway show, building?
His bar?
They haven't put out any updates.
They were hiring people.
Yeah, they're getting ready to do something, but nobody knows exactly.
Amazingly enough, my offer letter must have been lost in the mail.
Yeah, Carson straight up applied to go work there.
I did
you
not.
You did?
Yes.
No, I might have texted him.
Oh.
And I asked if he would accept Big D and Bubba as references.
You texted Garth that?
I did.
Carson has Garth's phone number.
How often does he text you?
Oh, never. Mm-hmm. No.
Not lately?
No, it's probably been about 3 weeks. So...
Just listen to yourself.
I want you to just go back in time and talk to Carson from 5 years ago. And just kind of,
you guys changed my life. I
don't know if we did.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
Yeah,
we
totally did.
Yeah.
What's y'all's favorite fast food place?
I would like to say Taco Bell. I would like to, but I don't know. I think it's a tie between Taco Bell, and I love Burger King. I also love Wendy's.
I like Burger King as well. Do you like the burgers?
And there's no better Cokes than at McDonald's.
Fact.
So it's weird. Every one of them has something different. Like, I love the Burger King fries, and a lot of people are like, oh, Burger King fries aren't the best fries.
No, they're not bad at all.
Fries. Burger King fries are perfect consistency every time. They're soft in the middle, but they're crunchy on the outside. They're just great fries.
Yeah, I'm about to fat kid on you. I have been on a kick, and it's different, called different names in different places, but Rally's or Checkers.
Yeah. Because
Their fries.
Yeah.
Well, if you get on their app, they start offering, like, you can get someplace they'll give you the reward of, you know, like, oh, get a free fry with your order. They straight up were like, hey, girl, here's $5. You want to come in? Yup. Give me that mammoth fry. And then they did this swirl cone, and it was strawberry and vanilla, and it was legit strawberry. It was, this is why I look like I do.
Y'all remember when, like, Arby's had real curly fries?
Yes.
They're not the super over hard ones. Like, I mean, the ones they have now are fine, but it's not, man, when we were kids.
Oh, get that with a cheddar cup.
I don't go to Arby's because my dad, that's my dad's place. And the last time I took him to Arby's, he went nuts because they forgot his horsey sauce. And we were on the road. We were on a road trip. And he's like, turn around. I don't want my damn horsey sauce. And, you know, he's like, oh, just doing all that. And so I'm like, fine. I turned around. Dude, I almost got into a wreck because I turned around like where I shouldn't have. And then like somebody almost hit us again coming out. I'm like, Dad, never again will I get you horsey sauce. By the way, that's actually what it's called.
Yeah, horsey sauce. It is. It's horsey sauce.
Have you ever seen them make the sandwiches?
At Arby's?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
It comes in a bag, and it's liquid.
What do you mean it's liquid?
The sandwich?
Yeah. The roast beef? It's liquid.
I don't know what you're saying. It's liquid.
Yeah, I don't either.
It comes in a bag.
Right.
And it's a liquid.
And so then, how does it become a solid?
By cooking it.
It becomes a meat.
Is it a loaf?
What are you talking about?
They don't liquefy their meat.
I'm going to pull it up.
Okay. About to Google this.
I don't think you're saying this right.
Arby's roast. Y'all can talk. You don't
have to. Okay. No, we're fascinated by
this. Arby's liquid meat is the first thing.
What?
Okay. Hold on.
Somebody is pulling a fast one on you guys.
This is like that pink slime thing.
Sliced roast beef, yes.
Arby's roast beef is made from a paste, gel, powder, or liquid. According to Snopes, that is false.
Okay. Shocking. Are you telling me that that's not true? That they don't put liquid and mix it and cook it and it turns into roast beef?
According to the Arby's official response... I'm sure I'm not the first to express frustration about this type of story. The answer to your question is no. Our product does not arrive as a paste, gel, or liquid. Arby's roast beef consists entirely of a beef and self-basting solution, which contains just enough water to keep our product juicy throughout the restaurant's three-hour roasting process and during slicing.
Yeah. I'm on a Reddit, and there the guys who worked there and said that that's not true. That it comes in
the gel.
It comes in a gel.
Yeah, but those
it
are people who are
beef.
Those
it's
are people
not,
who are unhappy.
So
yeah. You know, when you talk to ex-employees of anything, they're always going to give you the worst lie
it's
version
not
of everything.
Liquid in a bag. That's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I've seen the guy slicing it before. I mean,
it's Arby's. They have the meats.
We have the meats.
And then this one says, I used to work in an Arby, and it's solid meat.
Yeah, of course it is. I believe if you'd said that about like hamburgers or something, but this sliced meat.
I think where people get confused is that the meat does come in bags that have liquid for basting.
Trisha Starkey says, I'm with your dad when it comes to horsey sauce. I cried while pregnant when they forgot my horsey sauce.
Yeah.
Christopher says it is not liquid, it's solid. So, and also happy birthday, Patrick.
Yeah, happy birthday.
How many people are going to be at your party tonight?
I don't know, 15 or 20.
Wow.
Really? I thought your parties are usually bigger.
It's 15.
Like,
or 20.
I went one time.
It's Friday night. It's usually a Saturday night, but we have the show tomorrow night, so I had to do it on Friday.
Yeah, like, I can't go.
Carson's not going.
Yeah, I can't.
A bunch of my
either.
Friends are out of town because it's still summertime. People
I have a legitimate reason why I'm not going. I'm not just going to pull a big D and Bubba and say, oh, I have something.
I have something.
I do.
Yeah, sure.
I have father son time tonight.
Okay.
Good for you.
we're going to hang out and watch a Sandra Bullock movie.
I mean, couldn't you bring your kid to the party?
Please don't. Big D and Bubba have individually shown up at my birthday party, but they have never both shown up, I think, which is kind of great. The years where Big D has shown up, which I think was twice, Bubba did not come. Then Bubba came once, and you weren't there. So
I feel bad, too. Patrick said, you didn't make me Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah, what the heck? No, because you told me you were going to make Rice Krispie treats. You said you want Rice Krispie treats or cheese dip, and I said bring Rice Krispie treats because I'm going on a diet next.
Yeah, I didn't go grocery shopping, so I'll do that this weekend.
No, it's okay. Please
remember the time you got mad at me because I spilled wax on your
yes, I did.
On your
he thought you did it on purpose.
Oh, yes. Patrick was so mad.
Yeah.
How'd you spill wax on his cake?
I forgot. I was trying to take a picture.
Next to it to make it for as a light because it's 1873 and that's the only light source we have.
So I was like this. I had a candle and it was lit and I was holding it like this to try to shine light onto the
what could
the cake,
possibly go wrong?
And wax dripped all over the cake, and he got mad.
I had a flashback to when we were all in our early 20s, or when I was like, you know, 20 years old, and these two were just a little bit older than me, and they used to do stuff like that just to be jerks. Because that's what dudes do to each other.
Mm-hmm. I would never. So I would literally never ruin just like somebody's birthday cake.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, Bubba would never ruin cake. That's I will, true. In his defense.
Yeah,
I know. I said, in that moment, I was like transported back in time, like we were all kids still, and they were just being
so
jerks.
Mad. So mad. You know, you've seen Mad Patrick. That was who I was. I'm like, dude, why would I do that to your cake?
It was mad.
By the way, I want to say this. I used this Big D and Bubba candle as a little thing to show how I was demonstrating it, and I popped the top open, and they smell really good. If you would like to buy one, we have them on our website. If you go to store at bigdandbubba.com.
Shop.bigdandbubba.com.
Well, I'm just saying, if you just click on the store button on bigdandbubba.com, you could check it out.
My German brother Dominic just called.
Hey,
so.
Dominic!
Say hi, Dominic.
Hi, Dominic.
Hi, Dominic.
Hey, what's up? How you doing? I just want to make sure you're going to party like it's your birthday.
Yes, it's my birthday.
Your birthday.
I am going to party like it's my birthday. Yes. Fantastic. Is that a shot you have in your hand?
Yeah, of course it is. I'm going to have a drink at 6:30 p.m.
Okay. It's what time is it there?
6:30 p.m.
Okay, so there you go.
How is it 15 minutes off?
It's not. It's 6:15. He's just rounding up.
Okay.
Gotcha. The Germans, they're always ahead of you.
I thought Germans were supposed to be precise.
Yes, he's from the future, he said. He is actually from the future. I'll call you back when we're not taping a podcast.
Remember to party hard.
Oh, yes, I will party hard. Thank you.
Germans are the worst.
He's so weird, and I love him so much. He's fantastic.
I did a Bubba, and no one liked it.
Oh, the worst?
Oh!
Germans are the worst?
Oh, yes! Oh, I appreciate
see, when you
that.
Do it, we don't realize it's a dad joke.
No.
You know.
Well, because I would have said, Germans are the worst. Mm.
Exactly. Yeah, he would have cheeseballed it up.
I didn't know you had to. I thought it was just worse.
It's all about the delivery. It's all about the delivery.
I didn't know.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Patrick.
Pretty much all we got, right?
I really want to go to your party. I do, but I have to you know watch for my winning numbers to pop up tonight.
That's right.
I'm going to show up to work like Big D says, like the Reno 911 thing. It's going to be great. I'm going to be walking in on Monday.
Thing is, we don't really have a boss, so it's not like you can come in and be like,
right.
I hate all you guys. You're never going to see me again.
I'll tell you, and I know everybody always goes, I would do this if I won or not. I really would just come hang out with y'all. I mean, we would all be making a lot more money.
Yeah,
I'd be like, salaries were good. But like, I wouldn't do anything different. I like my life, and I want to say thank you for helping make my work day great. I love all of you.
Love you.
Because I'm about to be rich coming Monday.
Yeah,
we really love you, Bubba.
I don't want to ruin Bubba's sentiment, but if I win, y'all will never see me again.
Sames.
No.
Really?
No, yeah, probably not. Yeah.
You would get so bored.
Oh, I might, but I'll find other ways to not be bored, I promise.
Yeah. Carson's like, I wouldn't.
Do you know how much TV there is? Oh, wait, I have billionaire money? Oh, where's Def Leppard playing tonight? Mm-hmm. Cool, Spain?
I'll
get on a jet. Right, yeah. Oh, I've already made that plan. So I'm going to buy the house in Newport, Rhode Island, and then I'm reuniting beautiful creatures and putting them on the Great Lawn. And they will play a show for me.
On the Great Lawn.
Because I will have a great lawn at my mansion in Newport, Rhode Island.
Okay.
Newport, Rhode Island.
Yeah. Yep. This is already, I've already texted this plan to a friend of mine.
So if someone doesn't win, it continues to go up higher.
Mm-hmm.
But because there's so many people who are like now getting into it, does that mean it's going to go higher than it? Is that how it goes up? People putting money into it?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
So it'll go
up. If nobody wins tonight, it's going to be higher. It's going to be probably on Tuesday, it'll be almost a $1.5 billion.
And that would be the biggest one?
The biggest one ever was just over $1.5
billion. Wow. So.
And they do the drawings how?
Tuesday and Friday. For Mega Millions.
Okay.
So.
All right. Is this the only national
Powerball. There's Powerball on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
How do you know that?
I just do.
So
I don't know.
How many people theoretically could win? Let's say like 500 of us pick the same numbers and those are the ones. We have to split that 500 ways?
Yep.
That's even, the chances of that are even more rare than somebody winning. 500 people picking the same numbers.
Yeah.
Randomly.
That's and then also when you get insane. Into a winning ticket, could have multiple people associated with it because you have so many office pools that people go in together.
Right.
Yeah, but you know when the Mega Million, last time it was over, it was just over $1 billion, like $1.2 billion, somebody, it was one ticket.
Good for them, man.
And, they, and it was that one person claimed anonymously. They didn't let their...
Did you see the guy who won $1 million and he wore a Scream mask? And he wore black gloves because he said he didn't want his family to find out. Oh, wow. And that's only $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. We're talking a billion.
Have you watched that lottery show? I couldn't hide $1 billion, but if I won $1 million, I wouldn't tell y'all.
Lottery Ruined My Life is an amazing show. If y'all have never seen it, these people are like, they're all like, the worst thing that ever happened to me was I won the lottery.
I mean, I would... There's a lot of things I know I would do. Like I would put aside $1.5 million and just give everybody I know $15,000.
We know somebody who won the lottery. His wife did, and
well,
they won like
up.
It did it.
Mm-hmm.
Did it really?
Oh yeah, like their marriage. Their
I thought they were doing good
because it was mother-in-law that won the lottery.
Yeah, it got sideways
and it got really sideways.
Oh, because see, the last time I had talked
John,
to him,
right?
yeah,
and this was when it was just lotto, when it was just a state lottery, and it was like a couple mil, but still, like back then,
it was like $6 million, I think, at that point or whatever, and it was.
Wow.
I didn't know it turned sideways on him. That's really a bummer. I was gonna celebrate them and be like,
lawyers
yeah,
got involved, made all the kids and the other kids sign stuff saying they had like it was so weird. But
money does that. Yeah. People get
the most you can give one person. It may have gone up, but 2 years ago it was 15,000. That's a nice round number. So I would.
That's the most you can give to anyone.
Yeah, probably like a little bit more than that now. But yeah, you can give tax free. Like I can give you $15,000 and you don't have to pay taxes on it. So I would just give $15,000 to everybody I know. And that's 100 people. That pretty much buys off, like, you know what? This is the most I can give you without wasting money giving it to the government. So here you go.
It's kind of like how in a will, you have to leave a certain amount to someone so that way they can't contest that you left them out, that you forgot about them.
Oh, I don't know. But that's probably different state to state. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of people will contest a will if it's... let's say somebody I know dies and I'm like, hey, they told me they were going to give me money and then I can get you tied up in a legal quagmire. So now they put in provisions where maybe you leave someone something like $3,000 or $4,000. So it's a defined amount that you obviously put thought into. And so there's no contesting that. No, they thought about you and they left you this on purpose. And you can't come back and say, oh, well, I should have gotten more, that it's supposed to really help out.
Did I ever tell you all about... what's his name? Ray Charles' kids? Did we ever talk about that? Man, that thing. So Ray Charles, I looked this up because they put Ray Charles in the Country Music Hall of Fame in the most recent class.
Who, by the way, brought you cookies today, once again.
Yes, actually, full circle. Thank you. But at the induction ceremony, it was the lady representing the Ray Charles Foundation. And I thought, well, that's nice, but do you think they'd have got one of his kids? Maybe, I wonder if any of his, did he have kids? I don't know. And I looked it up. Ray Charles had 12 kids. By 10 mamas, okay? His wife had 3 kids, and there were 9 other women who each had at least one kid that he knows of that were his kids. And before he died, he called a meeting of his 12 kids rented out a ballroom at a hotel in Hollywood, and he had 10 of his kids show up. At that point, it was the most – he's almost dead – and that was the most of his kids that had ever been in one room at one time. Because, like, they were all spread out. They didn't all know each other.
Yeah.
And he told them, I'm leaving each of you $500,000 in a trust. That's all you get. $500,000 in a trust. Everything else is going to this foundation that I've set up to help blind and poor kids. And they have been fighting since the day he died, back and forth between the foundation and the kids.
Trying to get the money?
The rights to the song, because he wrote songs and that money keeps coming in. Okay,
he gave them two things: one, life, and $500,000.
$500,000 in a trust fund in like the early 2000s.
Life, I'll argue they didn't ask for.
Yeah, but
the $500,000, I am mad about.
Yeah, I mean, okay, but I mean, maybe at the time he was only worth a little bit more than that, maybe $10-15 million. I don't know, but what over time, those songs will be worth money forever. His younger kids, they could have lived off of that for a long time. So there's been a constant battle. And I've seen different – I can't tell you who won the latest round because there were like at least four times where it got overturned and then they started again and then the appeals court said this and it went up. Like, I don't know. I don't even know who's involved. But the Ray Charles Foundation still exists. And as far as I know, it's still currently being sued by members of his family for rights to his songs.
That's crazy.
Who controls what? And his didn't, image,
like,
all
wasn't
that.
There like a big fight over Prince's estate whenever he passed? Like, didn't his sister finally get the
yeah,
estate?
Yeah, because I think he had the problem that either he didn't leave a will or the will was very old. And there was a lot of people coming after that money. And
did he not have kids?
He had one, and they died. The baby died as an infant, if I'm not mistaken.
So
it gets weird. If you're not married, who gets your money?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
his went to his sister apparently, and they're doing like Elvis. They're doing Paisley Park tours at like Graceland and all that kind of stuff. By the way, the Elvis movie. I don't know if we ever mentioned it on the podcast. Holy cow, is that good?
The Tom Hanks?
Baz Luhrmann, Tom Hanks. Yeah. That was really good.
A friend of mine got in a fight with his hairdresser over it because the hairdresser thought it was a documentary. And
a
thought
documentary?
It, yeah, she could not grasp the concept that this was...
Did she go?
Yeah, she saw it. And so when he was talking about, oh, I actually interviewed Elvis's stepbrother. He didn't have a stepbrother. What are you talking about? Because it wasn't in the movie.
Right.
She took the movie as that was
not,
it.
You,
that's
you mean
all.
Like a... biography, not a documentary. Like, well, that it was fact.
That's yeah, but that's what she was calling it. Was she said it was a documentary.
It is not, by the way.
Well, yeah, of course not, because it's not Elvis. But
not, no, but I'm saying there's a lot in that movie that's not right.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot. If you go into it thinking this is historical fact and this is a biopic, no, it's not. There's always little things in bio movies that are just a little off. There's a lot off in the Elvis movie. But as a movie, I'm told it's beautiful and it's
entertaining.
Is there a lot off? Like what? I mean, I don't know. I don't know all the specifics.
Even things like the way Elvis interacts with the colonel. Like, isn't there a scene where he goes in and, like, tells him off? Like, that Elvis was so scared of the colonel, he would never, there's no chance he would ever done that.
He did, but it was in a scared way. You could, he was, yeah, I mean. So,
and there, a lot of people come forward and said, this is just not, there, none of this would have happened this way. You know, and look, they're, it's just like with the crown. The basic historical things, like the fog and this and a landslide and a war and all those things happen. So we know where time is, but we don't know the conversation. We don't know what Elvis said to Priscilla in that room. Even she probably doesn't really know what he said. You don't know what somebody said to you in a room 30 years ago, 40
years ago. I
totally do. No, you don't. You don't know what we said in here yesterday.
It's like I watched the Sex Pistols show on FX a couple months back, and it was entertaining as all get out, and I'm not real familiar with punk, and boy, it opened up, wow, this is really, really cool. And one of the guys, I think it was Johnny Rotten, he's the one that's still alive.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is all garbage. This is, you're painting me out to be like this. And I go, I don't know, but it was a good story. Right? I enjoyed it for what it was. And
well, that's
it
what they're
got
saying
people
about
listening to your music.
This Marilyn Monroe thing, the blonde show that's coming out on Netflix, they're like, this is not going to be historically accurate.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
Well,
anymore.
Even the Weird Nobody Al cares. Movie that they're working on.
They're doing a Weird
they're
Al
doing
movie.
They're doing a Weird Al movie because Harry Potter
yeah,
is
Yeah, Daniel
Al.
Radcliffe.
I'm not okay with that.
Also, they just released footage or still of Evan Rachel Wood playing Madonna. Well, Evan Rachel Wood's at least 10 years older of what Madonna would be at the time that she's playing. And I go, what are you doing?
Know. Yeah. Just making movies. It's because that Queen movie was so good that everybody's just like, this is how you win an Oscar. Just go play a real person that we all remember.
But it's
I'm
also
here for it if Weird Al movies win Oscars.
That ain't, no one's winning an Oscar for the Weird
well,
Al
didn't
movie.
Didn't Elton John one flop, though?
No, I thought that movie was really successful. Wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought so. I don't remember seeing it, but
have
I
you
saw
seen
it on
any
plane.
Of those, Big D?
Is the I saw the Queen one? Is that not real?
The Crown on Netflix?
No.
Queen.
The Queen.
Oh, the Queen. Bohemian Rhapsody.
A lot of it is real. A lot of it is not. Like, he didn't tell the band that he had AIDS backstage at Live Aid. The timing is all off. They do that for the dramatic effect of this is how we want to end the movie with the big famous Live Aid performance. So we need to have him tell the band he has AIDS. Let's do it there. You know, and a lot, there's little weird things like that that just kind of got made up.
The Rocket Man movie was made for $40 million, and it made almost $200
million. So, so it was not a flop.
All right, he did okay.
Yeah, that movie was good. I watched that Queen movie Bohemian Rhapsody on the plane headed to Japan for our USO tour in the most luxurious airplane seat in the entire world. That thing, it was so amazing. The little, what do they call it? A pod?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It had a name too. It was like Excelsior. I can't remember. They call it something like that.
Something class. I don't know. Yeah. It was amazing.
Did y'all sleep on those?
Oh, I didn't sleep. I was so comfortable, I didn't want to sleep. I was just like so happy. They kept bringing me whiskey, and I was watching movies on my little personal
I was on the
little
internet.
Movie screen. So nice.
Like, I did pee
would you
over
like a
Russia.
Cookie? Yes, I would. I would like a cookie. Thank you very much, nice airplane lady. Would you like a hot towel? Yes, I would. Thank you very much, nice airplane lady. Like, it was so fantastic.
I did not like the camera facing back at you, though. Like, I had to cover mine up.
Of course you did.
They had a camera, like an embedded camera, like on a screen. Like, you know, if you have a monitor
for
your computer.
So you can have a video chat because we were in business class or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't want a video chat. And I don't want somebody to be able to watch me sleep. I'm like, that's weird. So I covered it up.
Bubba's so paranoid about some things, but doesn't think about it at all in most other cases.
Yeah, for the most part, he doesn't.
Yeah,
like, he talks that he does, but he doesn't really.
And now, if I'm
really
aware
specific
of something,
things, you know,
like, no, it's even things you're aware of. Yeah. You're very aware that
like,
you're being
I don't
tracked.
Like people coming in here and touching stuff. We should give all the country singers we know a key card so they can come in the building whenever they want. Like, wow, man, you really thought that these two things cannot live in the same
give
brain?
Give them a code.
Yeah. So great.
Okay, right. Yeah. Now, with that logic, don't give the codes out. I don't want people touching my stuff.
We got to get going. We're giving away lotto tickets.
We're going to do it. Let's
lotto
do it.
Tickets. So.
All right.
Tell you all about it.
If you are in Nashville, this isn't live. So I guess if you're doing...
It is live on YouTube for the three people watching. If you want to come get a lottery ticket.
Yeah, we'll be in the Cool Springs area. Anyway, there you go.
The American signs it, though.
The American sings its song.
That's right.
All right. Thanks again, everybody. Don't forget, like, subscribe, share, get the word out. We love you. And hopefully next week we'll have another one for you just like this, but better.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
American sings
its song. He did.
Happy birthday.
Yay, happy birthday to me.